It's still a football Friday, even though there's no games in the state of Minnesota going on tonight, and Northwood Kensett wrapping up their season in football. They're not playing tonight. The football season has come to an end. They got beat last week for senior night by a good Bishop Garrigan team, 63-0. Trevor Hunt, the head coach of Northwood Kensett football, joins us to put a wrap on this year's season. And Trevor, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Good afternoon.
Now, I know we had talked about the possibility of maybe a +1 game, a ninth game. Obviously, that just wasn't able to happen.
Yeah, and, it's one of those things where it was kind of like a common theme around the state. Last year, we were in the postseason, but even, we were reached out to by a couple of teams before we knew for sure going into the last week. We had to win that game to make the postseason last year. And we had heard from a couple of schools of like, hey, if you don't win, would you be interested and all that type of stuff. And this year was kind of the complete opposite. There, by my count, was only 7 games. So 14 teams is all that set up playing an extra game. Nobody in our district set up an extra one. We had our all district coaches meeting on Monday, and all of us said there, if it wasn't for the fact that we were already in the district, we probably would have played each other, because most of us were interested in playing another one, but none of us were able to get one set up either. So just kind of one of those things where it must just kind of depend on the year, and not too many teams set one up this year, and almost everybody did last year. But that's just kind of the way that it goes, and unfortunate not being able to get that, one more game in. But at the same time, still got to look back at the season that we had and work on or celebrate the positives, and for the ones that are coming back, work on the things that weren't so positive, so that way we can have a successful year next year.
Well, Trevor, just some quick comments on last Friday's game. Bishop Garrigan winning 63-0. Looks like they were up 30-0 at halftime, 30-0, I should say, after the first quarter, 51-0 at halftime. Sounds like they got off to a pretty fast start and just kind of kept rolling there in the first half.
Yeah, and, kind of like the same thing for us offensively. We had a couple of times where get a little bit of a drive going, or maybe break a little bit longer of a play and stuff, and then follow it up with a turnover or follow it up with a penalty to back us up or whatever the case might be. Just kind of been that thing throughout the year of, take that momentum that you build from a play, because sometimes it's all the more that it takes and come to build off of it. We responded a little bit better in the second half defensively. Offensively, we had a really good drive coming out at halftime. Got stopped at somewhere around the 15-yard line. We had a senior kicker, the team that hadn't gotten the chance to kick a field goal yet, had made plenty of extra points and is more than capable of kicking field goals and stuff. And teammates said send him out to give him his chance, but unfortunately went wide left by about 2 feet. No points to show on that one either, but it was just kind of combination of, credit to Bishop Garrigan on having a good game plan and executing and playing hard, and also more of the same for us of the things where sometimes those unforced problems are working against us on turning the ball over or having a penalty or not finishing off a drive or not having the correct assignment on defense and everything, and just kind of spiraled out from there.
Trevor Hunt, head coach of Northwood Kensett. Again, last week they lost to a Bishop Garrigan 63-0 to wrap up their season with a 2-6 record. And Trevor, I got to ask you, how did season number one go for you? I'm sure you learned a lot as a new head coach of Northwood Kensett, taking over for a longtime head coach, Dave Capitani. Give us your thoughts as a head coach, how year one went for you. Obviously, would have loved to have more than 2 wins, but overall, how was the experience as a first-year head coach at Northwood Kensett?
It was still, thing that I enjoyed doing. Had great assistants on the year, and we had a great group of guys throughout the whole year, and started off like as pretty much as great as it could between the the win and everything that we were doing in that one to kind of get things going. And we had some nice responses every once in a while from different games and things. And I thought we were kind of starting to kind of turn that corner again with our second half against St. Edmunds, but unfortunately weren't able to capitalize on it last week. But there are still plenty of positives to come out of the season and still a lot of things to be excited for in the future. You know, going through as I get ready for us to have our banquet here in about a week, different things for like records or top 10 all time things. And a couple of guys that broke a couple of records, a couple of guys that are, you know, underclassmen and already in the top 10 for some statistical categories and stuff like that. So makes me excited for things, next year and in the future. And, you know, still definitely enjoyed it, still looking forward to everything going on, and you know, just kind of taking it as the celebrate the things that went well, be ready to work on the things that didn't, and come out ready to go next year.
So Trevor, do you take a break from football? I mean, do you just kind of turn the page and, you know, relax a little bit, or are you someone, and I think most coaches are, where you're already probably chomping at the bit and looking ahead, and your mind's probably thinking of things that you can do maybe better already for next season? Have you moved on to next season? Is your focus, has it started that or started that kind of process already?
Yeah, it has. And, you know, again, because of either guys that were stepping up or because of a couple injury things, we had a lot of sophomores that played a lot of varsity minutes this year. And, you know, while it's tough for them going basically from junior high to one season of JV to playing varsity almost every snap, it's still a thing of a lot of things to be excited about with that group and the couple of juniors that we have ahead of them. It's a smaller group in our junior class. We only have three that were out this year, but, you know, two of the three got a lot of playing experience this year too. And out of those two juniors, the one played his freshman year, didn't play when he was a sophomore, came back out again this year. So stuff to kind of toy around with. And, you know, I've already been talking with my coaches and everything on, you know, what some stuff that we can look into doing to kind of complement the skill set that we have for next year. And, you know, the types of things that you need to do to adapt to the type of players that you have. And, you know, my defensive coordinator, Leo Frost, and I, we start next week coaching junior high boys basketball.
Okay.
So even though that's going to be going on, you know, we'll probably still, after practice, get done with practice, talk a little bit about junior high basketball stuff, and then transition to football before we head home for the night. And we've already been talking about, too, what we want to do, you know, as far as, like, coaching clinics and stuff like that. So it's pretty much always a process to keep all that stuff going so that way next year we have a successful season and be ready to go right away.
Trevor, before we let you go, if you just want to highlight maybe some key seniors that are graduating and that played their last game last week for a Northwood Kensett, if you want to mention their names, or their names, I should say, just so we can highlight those guys.
Yeah, and, you know, it starts out Lamonte Sims, who we had, you know, we asked a lot from him at the beginning of the year, and unfortunately his season got cut a little bit short due to injury. But, you know, he responded really well at the beginning of the year to everything we had him do, and then also responded really well when we switched to positions he was playing on offense. And, you know, even with all that, not playing the last couple of games, he still finished as our leading rusher on the year. Big help to that was all the rushing yards he had in the first game. His brother Dante, same thing. His season unfortunately got cut a little bit shorter because of injury, but always nice having that bigger back that can run downhill but also be a fantastic blocker offensively and defensively. We ended up moving him from being a linebacker to a nose guard, and you know, that was the thing he hadn't really done before, and he responded really well on that. So a lot of really good things out of both of them. For our other seniors, Dalton Logeman, he stepped up in a big way, hadn't played a whole bunch of varsity minutes until this year, and especially defensively, and he kind of took over that leadership role on our team for the year. Michael Jansen was another senior. He stepped up as our starting running back when Dante went down, and he was one where you knew you're always going to be able to get full effort and hard work out of him on stuff. Nick Hansen, who hadn't played football since being in YSF in either fifth or sixth grade, he came out again this year as a senior and was one of our better blockers on the outside and ended up starting every game, both on offense and defense. Did a lot of really good things there for us too. You have Trace Lau, who was out when he was a freshman, was out as a sophomore, but had some other things going on, didn't go out as a junior, came back out again this year, and, you know, same type of thing, could count on him to work hard by the end of the year. He had worked his way into being in on some of the special teams groups, working hard in there and doing what he could to make everybody better. Isaiah Heron was a fantastic kicker for us to have, plenty of touchbacks on kickoffs, great percentage on extra points. Unfortunately, you know, we only got the one field goal attempt, but if we would have been in a position to kick more of them, I'm sure that instead of him being 0 for 1, he would have had a lot more to go off of that too. Thomas Rodemeyer was our starting center throughout the whole year, understanding assignments and stuff, and it's always good when you have a center that knows what the blocking calls are and can get the other guys in the correct spot with your, when your guy in the center is getting ready to go there. And then our last senior, Nolan Senny, beginning of the year, played a little bit of guard. End of the year was back at being a receiver like he had been in the past, but he had done both and then playing on defensive line. And he had come a long ways throughout the year too. Went from every once in a while having the case of the drops to being able to be a sure-handed receiver and one that we could count on stuff there too. So as a whole, it's going to be, you know, tough group to have to replace. I'm definitely thankful for all that they had and all that they did for us when they were freshmen. Was my first year here coming on as an assistant, so I was starting off just right when they did, so I was able to see them all the way through, and it was a fun group and they worked hard. I wish we could have had a little bit more success for them, but I'm sure they still, you know, enjoyed the season and the opportunities they were given, and I'm sure it'll still be a thing that they can look back on and have some things that they'll be able to talk about in the future of things that they did in different games.
Trevor Hunt, first-year head coach in Northwood Kensett. He's been joining us all year to keep us updated on Northwood Kensett football. Again, his team wraps up the season with a 2-6 record. And Trevor, thank you so much for the time each week. It's much appreciated here at Kate Radio. Enjoy the basketball season while you're still thinking about football. And of course, well, we'll do this again coming up next year. Again, I appreciate all the time and congrats to all the young men down there in Northwood and Kensett on a great season and for keep working hard down there. So we appreciate their effort and we appreciate you joining us each week.
Yes, no problem. And thank you.